Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. With Labor Day behind us, it's time to close the books on the summer and open them in the classroom. Bill Fischel, professor of economics and legal studies at Dartmouth College, explains how the back-to-school calendar we all know came to be.
The kids are back in school after summer vacation, a time of joy when children forget much of what they learned last year. It is also 2 months in which costly school facilities went virtually unused. Why do we have such a system? Most people think it is an agrarian holdover. Children had to work on the farm, as summer goes the story, and the schedule persisted long after we became an urban society. The story is wrong. Farm children of the 19th century went to school in two seasons, winter and summer. They usually had no school during spring and fall, when extra hands were needed for planting and harvesting. Summer was a slower season when children could be spared for a term in their one-room school. One-room schools of the 19th century did not divide students by age. Children were put in recitation groups based on their knowledge. If some kids missed a month or arrived long after the term began, they could be assigned to whichever recitation group was appropriate. They did not have to repeat a grade because there were no grades to repeat. As America became urban and jobs required more than basic literacy, one-room schools were consolidated into the multi-classroom facilities we have today. They offer a more advanced education, but they work best if everyone keeps the same schedule. A fourth grader who arrives to start in October puts herself and the rest of the class at a disadvantage. Summer vacation is thus a coordinating device to facilitate age-graded education. If we operated schools all year round, it would be more difficult for teachers and families to move between schools, and we would miss the joys of summer vacation.
That was Bill Fischel of Dartmouth College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.